I got about 8 pages.
Didn't you read the encyclopedia when you were a kid?
Yeah, but I didn't start at the... Yeah, I did, but I didn't start at the beginning and go to the end.
You went, whatever.
I read that the way I read the Geographic and the Book of Knowledge. I mean, every time there wasn't something to do, I'm down there picking something else up.
One of the first things I do is everything cross-reference. I'd read one thing, and they'd have footnotes of three things, and I'd read those, and
that's
after
exactly
a while,
that,
I'd read half the encyclopedia.
That's exactly what happened. It was the same way with the Book of Knowledge. Mm-hmm. Every goddamn thing you opened up, and then they'd just say, go over here, and then go here, and then go here, and the next goddamn thing, you know, there was nothing left to read, and I'd be dying for the next Geographic to come.
I've been filling in all the gaps in my education lately. I find that... The education I had, I don't know if it's because of the time span when I went to school, but there's a hell of a lot that I missed, and I don't think I forgot it, I just don't think it was taught to us. And we had no background in any of the classics in literature. Somehow we managed, my class, the people my age in my school, didn't have to read any of the classic literature things. No Shakespeare, none of that.
I never read a word of Shakespeare,
really?
And I still can't wade through it. I can't make any sense out of it.
Well, I think most people, when they go into high school, you have to read something.
The only thing we had to read that really mattered to me was The Tale of Two Cities, and man, did I love that. That's the only time in my life I think I ever passed English.
I think Charles Dickens had an amazing
book. What happens when you wake up to the fact that you just espouse, you become aware it's constant exercise, it's just virtually infinite variations on the theme.
Yeah.
Well, what happens? Where do you go from there?
Every time I have one of these attacks, it's just the same way it came to leave. I'm sitting there and all of a sudden the words just go bleh, 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 bleh. I'm not kidding you. Right in the middle of a sentence, I could care less and that's the end of it, and I don't have to be bothered with it tonight. I've only had one attack of it in the last 30 years. I don't have any.
That's
mind
why
left.
I can't ever read a whole book. I get all excited about a book and I get about halfway into it and that's a book that I can't finish it.
Well, Jim and I have talked about this variation on a theme idea that we started with the idea of hypnosis and where you see all of these, and Carl Jung's idea of that, which he put out in the, what is it, the last book, Symbol.
Memories, Dreams, and Reflections?
Yeah. And you get, in other words, each, you know, somebody's going to come up with a new religion here, somebody's going to, it's all more the same. In other words, it's another concept which fascinates the intellect for a while. But after a while, you think, it's another circular trip.
Well, this has nothing to do with that. But, you know, something I wanted to say about this third head that showed up, this business of let the good times roll. In the past, I knew it was there, but it wasn't strong. I never particularly cared to pay any attention to it. Do you know that the most staggering thing that I've realized about it now is how real it is? This part of me that loves to be fat, just tickled to death with, if I weighed 300, I'd be in heaven. Stick around. So, the thing that I couldn't get over about it is how real that image is in that part of my mind. I don't know, I'm not, maybe if I put it this way. Until now, I used to think that that was irrational. That's the point. I used to think that was irrational. It's not a rationalization. That's a complete, real, and living head of mine. I couldn't believe the strength of it. I couldn't believe the presence it has. And the other two, I can't even get them together. That's probably good. I'd kill somebody if they got two of them together.
The first time I met you over here, I got this overwhelming image of you as one of these pan guys with the, with the pan pipes.
Yeah.
What?
The pan?
Peter Pan.
No, not
no,
Peter Pan.
No, but the,
Saturn.
Yeah, Saturn. And that kind of seems like that's what you're talking about there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the guy with the big belly and the whole hairy and everything?
Bacchus.
Yeah, Bacchus, yeah.
Plays the pipes.
Oh, yeah.
With these, you know, surrounded by these, them out in the woods someplace.
Starting thinking now, Steve.
No, seriously, that was, I had an overwhelming image of that. It lasted a half hour or so. So I just thought I'd corroborate you. Or I don't know if it's corroboration.
But it really amazed me to discover that that is not a rationalization. That is a lived and real part of my makeup.
Well, in another sense, though, rationalization is a real part of another ego that's false. I mean, every ego is real.
Yeah, that's just the point. That you're false to who?
That's what this thing's all about.
No ego at all is the general real circumstance.
Sure. Circumstances?
Yeah. That's what's wrong with me.
It's probably easier to find one ego than to try to reduce 20 down to maybe 5, I guess.
Would you say those three are archetypes? Or am I way out left field? Those three.
I really don't know. I know there's something brewing. Something is up. I can smell it. Something is really cooking, and I don't know what it is.
What do you say that each of the three heads say again?
The one wants to be a slim, trim, self-controlled panatellum. I am the goddamn boss. We will do what I say we will do. The other one is this letter rip kid. Have a go at it. And the one in between is saying, what the fuck is it with the two of you? I want to go to sleep.
Is it ego, superego, and it?
I know. These are three common consciousness minds. I'm not a schizophrenic, I'm a triaphrenic.
Nice if there's also a fourth head that just wants, what's the truth? What's the true way to live?
Well, the one in the middle had, I forgot that. The one in the middle had a pretty nice time about Tuesday because I slipped back into myself and I could remember the time when I had a mind of insight and understanding and I was in one piece. And I was at peace with myself. At least I could remember what it was like.
Well, three of those states sound a little bit false, or a little bit, deluded.
Well, that wasn't deluded, you know. There's anything but delusion in that.
But you feel all three.
Hmm?
But you feel all three.
Oh, I do now.
So you're the life of all three.
Yeah. No two ways about that. I try to sit and figure some way to keep this one quieted down, keep that one quieted down.
Is it possible
if I keep them quieted down, this one can get a little rest.
To build personalities around the three so-called Freudian functions of the mind? An individual personality around each function? I'm sure it'd be more complicated than that if it's possible.
Well, my view of that would be simply to say that when you've had the good fortune of having conscious contact of your underself and your overself for a long enough time to understand your urgings and your aims, one is the urgings, the other is the aims, and you're in the middle. By having awareness of them, you have peace in the middle. And and you become an integrated person, and I'll tell you, it's a fine way to live. It really is.
I always felt that that right there, state that you described, is what
Uspensky is trying to get at when he, what he calls self-consciousness, which is supposedly a capacity which is available, but not...
People claim to have it. You know, I mean, society claims individually to have it, but generally don't. Generally, people don't. But
I bet you 2% of the population in the Western world, which is a very small percentage of the whole population.
I think what passes for self-consciousness is just physical awareness of the fact that you're moving and just, you know, functioning.
Uh-huh.
It's not really consciousness as such, except consciousness of being alive. Basically.
Yeah, that's the point that you, people talk about self-consciousness and they forget to define it. When I'm talking about self-consciousness, I'm talking about a developed awareness in abstraction of the patterns of your mind, the patterns of your wants, and the patterns of your goals, and having peace between them. Now, that's not a bad definition. I'm pretty happy with that one, but that's exactly what I had, and which I'll probably never have again. Boy, if I could, if I could get that back. If I could get that back, I'd go live in the woods. I wouldn't let anybody fuck with it. Something's up. I don't know. This, you know, it's been a long goddamn time since I left the county jail, and a lot of things have changed, and they've been changing in one direction. We'll just have to see what it all leads to.
I'm just curious, I'm going to ask you this week, what causes fatigue in people?
You wanted my answer? The lack of answering your question. Exhaustion from carrying a load, you know not what, because you haven't found out what it is and not having successfully dealt with it. If you get to the point where you can become aware of what truly is on your inner mind and you're able to deal with it, you will never know fatigue, not tiredness, you will never know fatigue again. Fatigue comes from beating your head against a stone wall.
So since I've been working on a house here, that I can put in a hard day of physical labor. I can be a little tired, but I can feel good at the end of the day.
That's exactly what I'm
doing weekdays.
It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. What's the stone wall that slows your body against? I don't know.
You're doing what you don't want to do, but you have yet to come to the point of doing what you do want to do. You're like Spinoza. You only know that where you are, you want to leave. You don't know where you want to go, but where you are, you don't want to be there. That's the only thing Spinoza ever had to say, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what I want, but I know I can't stand what I got, so I'm leaving here. Which essentially is what you're doing.
I used to read a lot of Spinoza.
Yep. Another wandering Jew.
Did he ever get home as far as you
know?
No. Was he what, a Christian?
No, he was a Jew.
Jewish.
Benedicto de Espinosa, huh?
Spanish?
Spanish, from the Netherlands. His parents, they were run out of the Netherlands at that time, and Spain took them in later to fry them with the Inquisition and what.
Get the impression that fatigue thing, if you
carries on for several years, so after it leads to burnout.
Yeah, that's exactly what leads to burnout.
I think you just about to pick people out that are either going to be burned out or people are already burned out. Probably you can pick it up, you can see it more easily in others than you can in yourself as far as what's causing it.
I notice it me when I'm around kids.
That's it?
I notice it myself when I'm around kids. You know, they're all curious, and their minds are alive and that, and I'm just like...
Oh, and you're not?
No, I'm saying, there's work to be done, there's work to be done, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, today's one of the days. I have to throw my suit away because there's holes in the back from arrows and spears and all that shit. Oh, God. The utter disasters. It's like when the battlefield quiets down, they send somebody out to see if the enemy still has any ammunition left. You know, I was the guy who went out to see if there's any ammunition left. And they had some. Boy, I'll tell you. And at the end of the day, you ask, God damn it, why the hell am I in this? What you keep on going anyway?
Well, hello. I keep running away as if I could do anything about it. Is Dan up there? That explains the ruminations on the floor. When I'm together, I can't keep my mind straightened out if I don't work 8 hours a day with my hands. I can't think 8 hours a day. I could never be a teacher.
Maybe that's why I want to be working that way, because I should be working with my hands.
You want to know something? That's what I really think.
Mm-hmm. Should have been a craftsman instead of
There's no time like the present.
I'm working on that house over there, first time in 7 days.
That
night. You can put in a real hard day's work.
Partially because there you're building your own life, but when you work for a company, you're just sort of paying your dues to somebody else.
Yeah, but at the time, you don't really think of it that way. You're looking, you're zeroing in on the job at hand.
I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, he's supposed to be a carpenter or a plaster, so I don't know.
Probably a ditch digger, right?
Maybe you should just switch with Larry for a while. See if
exactly.
He could probably use a break.
You think I'm in the wrong field?
You want to know the comedy?
Yeah.
You should be doing what he's doing, he should be doing what you're doing.
Really?
That's no bullshit.
Yeah, you want to shake for a while? I'll take it without the white. I'm ready for that. Of course, you get all 8 cars, too. You know?
If that thought has occurred to me once, it's occurred to me 10 times. Each one of those guys is wearing the other guy's shoes.
I don't know, I kind of have a feeling if I go into anything else, it would be the same, where after a time I wish I was in somebody else's game. That might be so.
I think it would be so for you for until you've wandered around long enough to find out what really clicked, yeah. I don't think you'd find it the next thing you might, though. The next thing you tried, you might. You never know.
I was doing it for a while. I had that little sign business. And I was at 7th Heaven, and that was the most, that was the lowest form of work anybody could ever do, I thought. Before, I was at 7th Heaven because it was my own thing. I was very enthused. It was my own operation. I was totally in charge of it. It was my idea. I came up with it. And it was mine. So I liked it. I think that's part of it, just working for a... difference between having your own operation and working for somebody else.
That may be the whole key for you.
Like Rose said, he says one thing everybody should do is work for a big corporation. Because you're just, like my friends, you're just a piece of meat. You have absolutely no value in the whole structure. They can replace you any time. Maybe they can take a few weeks, but they can find somebody to replace you. You're totally meaningless.
You will enjoy it. You want to know where the Nazis got their ideas, kid?
This is the basic distrust that even a kid is going to turn in the wrong direction unless you...
Basic distrust? All they do is hammer you with, you are a worthless piece of shit, you little bastard. And if we don't beat you into line, there isn't a trace of them. That's your education in two sentences.
Watch your head, Jerry.
Yeah. You worthless little piece of crap.
Always threatening me with some sadistic.
Yeah. There's just nothing more you can say. The doubt's gone. Truth is.
I've met an awful lot of Jesus priests that didn't have any doubt at all.
I know, and I was one of them.
I guess maybe that's what I was referring to. Is I've been sort of like Bill. I've envied people who told me about their experiences, and you know, I don't have stuff like that. I wonder, are they in touch with something, or are they just less honest than I am?
They just say it's a gift from God. That's what they leave it at.
You mean there's other?
Get into that.
I've